Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Bob.
All right. That all works.
Exciting time. Exciting times where we are, right? So we could go ahead and just let everybody know that the monastery is, that part of the world is part of the power outage. And the good news is that, of course, they're off the grid, so they know nothing about it. But everything else around that is a little fraught. So thank you for saving us.
Sure. Alrighty, so here's our assignment from yesterday. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego. But what aspect of ego, or ill, what you see? All right, here is our first caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, this is Helga from Charleston.
Hello, Helga. What are you seeing?
Good morning. Good morning. I went yesterday to a meeting with Marianne Williamson, you know, who's mm-hmm. running for president. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I like her. I like where she's coming from. And so mm-hmm. I think that must have been the first time that I actually went to a meeting like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have in the past, you know, not that I'm not interested in politics, but I've always really stayed away from it. And the conversation that I have in my head about that is like, you know, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to contribute. My emotional makeup is just not, I'm just not capable of participating in the discussion because I'm getting too emotional, you know, to this, to that, or the other thing. So just all these reasons why I can't participate. And and the truth of my experience yesterday was that I actually had a lot to contribute, because part of her discussion was about reparations. That's like one of her talking points. And she was talking a lot about Germany and what Germany has done make amends to mm-hmm. mostly the Jewish people. And mm-hmm. so, you know, there were things that I could contribute to that discussion, and the whole thing was so interesting to me. You know, I learned a lot. I was, you know, I think she really, I learned a lot just being there.
Yeah.
And it was just such a wonderful experience for me, because it really proved everything that I tell myself completely wrong, you know. And
yes,
I do get emotional, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Helga, the one piece I want to contribute here is, you don't tell yourself that. You are told that.
Right.
Voices in your head. And that's really critical, because now that you've seen it for what it is, those same voices want you to say, yeah, Helga, look at what you've been doing to yourself. Oh, my God, that's such a shame. But that's not the case. You were listening to voices tell you who and how you were and why you couldn't mm-hmm. and what was wrong mm-hmm. with you. And you, mm-hmm. the person who went to that meeting yesterday, you were listening to it and believing it. And now mm-hmm. you've seen it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Huge,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just such a freeing experience.
Exactly, which is why in this practice, we are constantly encouraging people to go beyond those limitations. Yes, the voices are telling you X. Prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So.
Cool. And
And
now you can look at, well, what else is available? And the place to look is, what else am I being told I can't do or participate mm-hmm. in because mm-hmm. of how I am? What else? Because those are the places that I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Freedom.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And what I realized also is that, you know, there's always has been, you know, this expectation from ego, you know, it's like if I make a contribution, it has to be just so incredible and perfect and,
right,
you know, whatever, you know, and it's just all it's just all nonsense. I mean, you know,
yes.
I have my experience and I can contribute that experience, which is, you know, unlike what other people have.
And it takes all of us, doesn't it?
Right.
It takes your presence, your contribution.
Yeah.
That's right. Your presence and your voice is necessary for all of us to get to where we can see we would like to be, which is here in unconditional love, kindness, and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yep,
turn her
thank
loose.
You.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Helga. And Sherry, what that conversation brought up for me is that, you know, when I catch on to the voices, you know, in any time, it points to two things. One is that how and in what other ways are the voices talking to me that I'm not seeing, and
yes.
and what's possible when I'm not engaging those voices.
Yes. That's such a good point, because with the if you're going to participate and make a contribution here, it has to be earth-shattering, world-changing. You have to end the war single-handedly, right? And that kind of no, you can't unless you meet these outrageous standards. That's the kind of place that most of us could see it turning up a lot, right? So in places where we would think, well, that's kind of crazy, because we're not conscious of it, not aware of it, it still is controlling us.
Yeah, and I've certainly seen that one for myself.
Oh,
alrighty.
Me too. All right.
Yeah. All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Julian calling from Portland, Oregon.
Good morning, Julian. What are you seeing?
Morning. Well, I've had a lot of big life changes come for me. My partnership with this person for 6 years ended about a month and a half ago, and I've just been having a time and struggling to keep up with assignments, and definitely in that place that you've talked about where, you know, we're practicing for these difficult moments in life so that we have it when we're there.
Yes, and Julian, didn't you just kind of lose your car? In a not terribly, yeah.
I did. Yes,
really,
my car died.
Kind of, yeah. My relationship died. This is starting to feel like a plot.
It's something is happening. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It does feel a little bit like that sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what do you see for him about that?
Well, I do see, particularly with this recent sort of becoming a single person in the world again, enormous opportunity to listen even more closely to him and be with him in his process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, yeah, that's something that I think has been needed for a long time, actually.
Yes. Yeah. And now there's nothing standing in your way.
No. No, there isn't. And except for, you know, the voices that come up and say, hey, there's nothing standing in your way. Why aren't you doing the daily assignment? So. there's that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, what we're saying is there's nothing standing in your way, so you can be with him in this time of transition, which I can only guess includes pretty much everything a human being can feel, all the way from excitement, actually, that here's an opening, to, oh my God, you know, my life is over. I'm going to be alone forever. This is,
yeah, mm-hmm.
And all the grief and fear that can come up as well. That's yeah. the real opportunity, right? Not to follow voices that say, so you should be keeping up with the assignments in the way that I'm going to tell you should be keeping up with them.
Yes. And I will say, Sherry, that I have picked up the recorder in some of those really just desperate yeah. moments. And the mentor in that space has been a very healing process for me.
Yeah.
To feel like you described, just so alone and desperate, and just to have that drop in, pick up the recorder, just start. Just
that's right.
There's someone here to listen to you.
That's right. And that's the proof. One of the big rants of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is you don't belong. You're not a part of this, right? You're all alone. You are alone. And so, logically, the only person you have in your corner is me. And I'm not going to let it be too obvious right now that I hate you.
Mm.
Right? And so to have that drop in, that there is a mentoring presence, there is wisdom, love, and compassion, unconditional love that is available to us around the clock, that's everything.
It is. I think that's the part of practice that really feels like it's transformed my existence. And in many ways, I think the part of the only reason that there was the courage for this relationship to end and for a new stage to begin is because I have practice as that tool.
It's
so scary, you know, to come back into the world and feel more alone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when we are in that relationship with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, we are alone. We may have a partner who gives the appearance of keeping us from that aloneness, but you've been practicing long enough to know that actually the primary, most intimate relationship human beings have is with that hateful voice in their head.
Yeah.
Right? And so now you are actually less alone than you've ever been.
Yes. I have a smile on my face just hearing that, because I do believe that.
Yes. And here's the key to it, Julian, for all of us, right? There can't be any standards. And that's what's going to, that's, I project, what you're going to be looking at and dealing with for a while now. There can't be any standards. He can feel however he feels in any given moment, and it is acceptable to that mentor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can practice with that for sure.
Yep. Yep. You don't have a lot of choice, right?
No,
which
that's
is
true.
One of the
true.
Yeah, it's that bizarre that bizarre thing that ego just shrieks when we say, but it's really true. And when you look back on this, which you will one day, you'll realize, my God, I changed so much in that experience. And you'll thank that partner, right? Possibly not in person or even in any way that the other person knows, but you will be grateful for that relationship and that it ended, because it brought you to a new place in your life that who knows if you would ever have gotten to without your life circumstances.
True. And Sherry, is it you who has the saying, when you're falling, dive? That's it.
Julian.
I can very much resonate with that one, for sure.
Yeah, it's a book, and it might be a fun time to pick it up. I don't know if it's an e-book yet, but let us know. We can certainly send you one. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? My other expression, which possibly you can relate to, is when you fall on your face, be going just as fast as you can possibly go.
Oh, yeah, that one's pure.
All right. Well, take care
of
yourself,
Sherry.
Okay?
I will. You too. Gosho.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Julian. And I just found that conversation really inspirational, Sherry, because, you know, I that place of, like, you know, there's something going on in life right now that really needs attention, and yet conditioning is nattering on about how I'm not recording about today's assignment, and to be willing to pick up the recorder and to call into the show it's amazing.
It is, isn't it? It takes such courage, and that's that place of kind of being able to step back enough to hear a little voice say, "That's who you really are. That's the person you really are," and that voice will be there. And it's not that hateful voice that's saying, "Yeah, well, you screwed up again." It's a little voice that lets you know you're courageous. You're doing the right thing. You're practicing. You're doing your very best right now. It's heroic.
Yeah, and it opened that door to that place that you were pointing at, of just that unconditional acceptance from the mentor.
Yep.
It's available when we're willing to do that.
Yep. That's right. Because that unconditional love and acceptance can see us as we truly are, is not confused at all by the smoke and mirrors of ego. Not for a second. Just there rooting for us to realize what's going on and step into the light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Alrighty.
Thanks.
Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
This is Beth from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Beth. What are you saying?
I was not at all expecting to get on.
Much for expectations.
Well, I've seen a couple of layers. One of my big things is safety. I saw through this a long time ago, but there's the other side of it, the duality of boredom. It's kind of like I'm safe under the covers until I get bored.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll stir things up, and then it's not safe, and then I'll go back under the covers.
Mm-hmm. Now, Beth, I can't tell if you really see that as an ego duality. Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I know
good.
That when
okay.
I'm seeking safety, it's my ego working.
Uh-huh. It's not your ego. It's just ego.
It's the ego.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to take it personally. It doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't take you personally. Uh-huh.
No. Being willing to give up safety, and, you know, the things that go along with that, like comfort. But that's also kind of like the thing I always fall for.
Yeah.
Somebody raises their voice to me, and boom, I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Beth, I've known you for a long time. And so let me, you know, when you said, choosing safety, part of me wanted to say, how's that working for you? Right? Because I happen to know, and that for anybody who knows what's going on in your life, that would appear to be cruel, right? Because one of the things that you were telling Sangha about recently – is your medical person saying, well, the only thing that we can do for you at this point is teach you how to live in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you've got a death sentence, right?
Yeah.
According to all the experts, you know, you're doomed. Now,
yes.
This is the point at which I say that's true for all of us. We're all doomed. It's just that nobody has said that and put a timeline on it for most of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, of course, the place that takes me is, why are you not just living as wildly and crazily and wholeheartedly as a human being could possibly do?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so glad you see the humor in that. Many would not.
Yeah, well, it's because what immediately came to mind was I can't afford it because all my money goes into being able to walk, which is like another hook. I've got deep conditioning inherited about pulling myself up by my bootstraps.
Once again, Beth, it would be a really good time to look at how well or not those conditioned messages are serving you.
Yeah, they're not. Because, you know, the best thing about the summer were the butterflies.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't cost me anything.
That's exactly right. Now, you know, this is recorded, so it'll be hard for me to deny that I said it. But, you know, there are people who would get credit cards figuring that they would probably not be around to pay them off.
Yeah, well, you see, that's one of the gifts I've been given. It's like when I first got that diagnosis, I freaked. And I freaked for probably about 5 years. But we're now at year 8, and there's only so long that you can sit at death's door.
Yeah, yeah. So you, are you suggesting that you're going to go through a different door called life?
Yeah, that's so scary.
Only to ego, Beth. Only to ego.
Yeah.
Only to ego. Check in with your heart. Check in with your heart. Find out if there's anybody in there who would finally like to live before she dies.
Yeah, and finding the innocence to do that.
Oh, you know, Julian was just talking about it. Pick up that recorder. Get in a conversation with the mentor. Get in a conversation with what loves you unconditionally and doesn't hold any of those beliefs and assumptions. Or expectations. Doesn't hold any of them.
Any of them. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Do it for me, Beth. For nothing else. Okay?
Again and yet again. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay? That's your assignment.
Yeah.
Talk to the butterflies. They're going to tell you the same thing. Okay, I know they're gone
now
for this year. But there are plenty of birds. They'll give you the message. The trees will give you the message. Okay? Everything that is alive, fully alive, and not listening to that BS, is going to give you the same message. And for all of us, Beth, now is the time to live. Now.
Yes.
Now is the time to live.
Now.
What are we waiting for?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Your assignment. I can tell you're on it.
I'm willing. Yes.
There you go. That's all it takes. Say yes, and the universe will provide.
Yes. Thank you. I love you. Yes, please.
Yes. Thank you. I love you. Go. Go. Happy.
Happy. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Deep gusho.
Steve Gush Show.
Thanks, Beth. And, Jerry, I'm going to bring our next call, but I just have to say, I feel like I've been given my own marching orders for today, so thank you for that.
You are so welcome. It's for all of us, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, every day. All righty. Mm-hmm. Here is our next caller. You're now live mm-hmm. on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Bob. It's Karen.
Hello,
and,
Karen.
Hi. And I just kind of teared up with that last conversation. So that was very powerful. And so just glad to be here with, you know,
yes.
and be part of that conversation. And, you know, and I just guess I've been, with this assignment, been looking at, I wanted to say kind of more subtle ways that, but it really isn't subtle at all, the way that ego gets me. But before the call, I was thinking, I think hold on this day 18 more than once during this year-long retreat. And I think I've said
somebody's
same,
helping you out.
I think I'm going to say the same thing that I've said before, that is, and it's... you know, and it started out just a few days ago with assignments. I was thinking, I don't remember what the assignments were exactly, but just how, for me, this one is a little bit about taking a stand for myself, expressing myself. I almost wanted to say expressing opinions, but it's not really that so much. It's just expressing myself.
Expressing, I hope what you're pointing at, Karen, is being present. You see and hear what's there, and you express it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see and hear what's there after you express it, and that's good too.
Yeah. It had to do with, it, actually, where I got to in it is the whole thing is about authenticity. This has always been the issue, is that for somehow, and what happens is, so the thing I'd have to give up, you know, the aspect of ego is the how ego will project what other people think of me. And that's why I know mm-hmm. I've been called on this day, because I know I've said this before. It's there's mm-hmm. things that it keeps me from doing because of what I hate to even admit it, but it's true. And that's an aspect of ego that I'm always working on giving up, is what
okay.
people think.
So,
and it's
so,
always just a projection.
Yes, absolutely it's a projection from ego.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So this guy who is very big for us, a hero for us, in the Going Beyond Fear, Resistance, and Limitation retreat, tells this great story that you have probably heard, but I'm going to remind you, and it'll be for everybody else as well, okay? Because he suffered from the same exact thing. And then he thought about when he died, how many people would make an effort to come to his funeral?
Yeah.
Out of all the people that are a part of his life, how many would actually make the effort to come to his funeral? And he thought, and if it's raining, how many of them are actually going to go out there and stand in the rain as I get lowered into the ground? And the numbers dwindled dramatically from the yeah. small number already there. And he said to himself, and I'm letting what people think of me dictate my life?
Yeah, no, it's such a waste of time. I can see it.
Yep.
I can see it. And
you have to stop it, right?
I know. I do.
And do you know how to stop it, Karen?
Yeah, I have to just not listen to the voices when they're
okay. But make it more direct and simple than that, okay?
okay, I have to do the thing.
Realize what it is that gets you, what that message is that you believe. Get really clear about what that message is, okay? And every time you hear it, you turn on the recorder and you listen to the recording about what is really true on this subject. Every time. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're with other people, you say, excuse me just a moment, I need to go do something. Okay? And you listen to that recording that tells you that this is stealing your life. And a la our conversation with Beth, you know, even if you live to be 120, that's not an extraordinary amount of time. And you don't want to give that time, and I don't think you're probably going to do that, but maybe we hope. You don't want a single second of the time that you have left on this earth to be wasted in feeding stuff, junk, BH to conditioning. That has to be the commitment. So don't let it be vague. I have to stop listening to the voices. No, you have to cut them off rather than listening to them. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
Yep.
So anyway, I keep coming around to this on day 18.
Day 18 next time, let's have a different report.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Thank you, Gasho.
Gasho.
Thanks, Karen. And Sherry, I know that I'm going to be listening to this particular show over and over again because it's been really inspirational.
Oh, good. Good. I'm a little wound up with everything that's going on, you know, with the monastery and everything in our part of the world.
Uh-huh.
And it just brings to the forefront in a way that regular days often don't, that this is real. This is immediate. We got to make the choices that we want to make for our lives moment by moment by moment by moment. We can't get lulled into a false sense of security or Alabeth safety, because we want to be here. So thank you, Bob.
Yeah, and the idea of putting it off until another day just becomes less and less enjoyable. Is that great? It's just not where I want to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
All righty, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here is our assignment for today. The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not rather than what is so. For example, conversation says, I work hard all week and I don't want to give up my weekend. The way the conversation frames life is as a zero-sum game. It's me or them, so choose me. If I did show up for the community, perhaps I would find that I'm not giving up anything. On the contrary, in not listening to ego voices, I might have fun participating in what I care about, experience a sense of belonging, and get to relax throughout the weekend. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? RL, what you see?
Ooh, we had some hints today, didn't we? This is very good.
Did.
Very exciting. Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Bob. So appreciate it.
All
probably
right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.